My first memory of Nora Church was probably the times we as kids spent walking out here from town to go sledding in the winter on the hill north of the church and parsonage. In the summer, we walked out here to swing on the many vines that grew wild between the trees, many trees. We all thought we were Tarzan and Jane. The road at that time ran south of the Bodie Sorbo farm, and just east of the site, it came to a fork in the road, one extending north of the slough and then east all the way to Highway 15. The other extended east past the north side of the church and parsonage, and then south as it now does. It must have been an interesting sight up here on the hill when both horse and buggies and cars shared the grounds for parking, and many from a distance put up tents and stayed overnight. We have had 17 ministers over the 133 years Nora has been here. I did not know the first two. I was confirmed by the third, George Wallen, married by the fourth, P.J. Hansen, was on the board when we called the fifth, Emil Gudmundsen. And he's the one that encouraged us to build our fellowship hall. And our budget at the time was $8,000. And he encouraged us to double our pledges and pay it off in 3 years. It was $25,000. And by the time we paid it off in 3 years, we couldn't lower our pledge because our budget got that high. The wife of our sixth minister, Peter Weller, marched in Selma, Alabama. I think we all remember that. I and Benita met the seventh one, Charlie Flagg, at the Greyhound Bus Depot in Mankato. We took him to Michael's in Mankato to eat, and when I and him ordered a glass of beer, he was carded. He was a very young man. We had a good laugh. I was asked by the board to talk to our eighth minister, Leroy Eggenberger, to see if he could put more into his sermons that would be of interest to all of us. We soon asked him to leave. That was a very hard time at the time. And he became a chaplain in Modesto, California. And actually, when he was here for our 100th anniversary, I think all of us thought he gave the best talk of all the ministers that were here. And then we called our ninth minister, Paul Johnson, who helped us celebrate our centennial in 1981. We had nine ministers our first 100 years, and eight our past 33 years. We had 411 burials on our first 100 years and only four cremations. We have had 126 burials the past 33 years, which included 61 cremations. Things are changing up here on the hill. I got on the cemetery board in 1968 and became treasurer in 1975. The last time I was replaced as the treasurer of our church, one of our members asked at our meeting where I was going to get the money for my next new Jeep. I had just purchased my third new Jeep in the last 5 years. I was a rural mail carrier at the time, and they were very good for the mail carrier's job. We now have enough money in our cemetery account to buy a new, well-equipped Jeep. So So I urge all of you to think about a replacement for me as Mount Pisgah treasurer before I do something foolish. We also need a replacement on the cemetery board for the late Clayton Olson. Bonita and myself would also like to be replaced as so-called caretakers of the museum. Lisa, in the March newsletter, wrote about the beautiful sunsets up here on the hill. I wholeheartedly have to agree with her. And besides the beautiful sunsets and the sounds and sights of the many birds and animals that also like it up here, there is no better place to just sit, come, and sit a spell to collect your thoughts and appreciate what we have here. And you might just be as lucky as I was one day when I came across a beautiful young lady sitting on the grass above the grave of her deceased husband, reading the letter she had received from him when he was in the service. Treasured memories indeed. I could talk until supper time on all the wonderful happenings I have seen and experienced up here at Nora during my almost daily drives through the grounds, and also about all the wonderful improvements we have made to our buildings and grounds these past 65 years. I am personally so grateful for those of you that have found Nora and drive miles to come and join we so-called locals on Sunday mornings. We could no longer exist without all of you. In closing, I'm going to sing a song I wrote for the goodbye party we had for Paul and Carol Johnson when he resigned and took a church in Maryland. Paul grew up in a conservative Christian church in Wisconsin, and Carol was a Catholic girl from Northfield. They met while in college and fell in love and were married here on the hill. It's a beautiful song, but it never made the charts. You may need to get your tissues out. Here we go then. I'll sing it a cappella. And without music too. Her maiden name was Carol Rowan, so the name of the first part of the song is Carol Rowan, and it's to the tune of the Swedish song Nicolina. And the second part is Paul Janssen's Wedding. That's a Norwegian song to the tune of Jan Janssen's Wedding. And I'll go from one to the other, and I'll do it so nicely you won't even notice it. To be in love is such an awful torture, for those who tried it will not disagree. I was so very fond of Carol Rowan, and Carol Rowan was in love with me. I asked her papa for her hand in marriage. He said, "My good man, what kind of work you in?" I said I was a Unitarian preacher. His head dropped lower down into his chin. "Well," I explained, "sir, I'm not too bad a fellow. I have a small church of my very own. It's just an hour's drive away from Northfield. With all our friends, she'll never be alone." He looked at me while sitting there in silence. To lose his daughter in itself was sad, but to give her to a Unitarian preacher was the biggest shock that he had ever had. But then he saw his lovely daughter glowing like a teenager, so deep in love. He took his wife and to her softly whispered, "Let's think he came to us from up above." He then said, "Yes, Paul, you take our lovely daughter. As painful as it is for us to part, take her with you to your church in Hanska, the best for you in the new home you'll start." Well, then there was the wedding, as you all remember still. Everyone quit work that day and headed for the hill. The weather was beautiful, the church pews all were full. Yeah, we sure lucked out for Janssen's wedding. They stood together way up front, how lovely they did look. Their joy and happiness shone through just like a picture book. Tears were plentiful that day, tears of joy, I mean. Yeah, we sure enjoyed Paul Janssen's wedding. There were lots of people there that day, I surely can't name all. As I said, the church was very full, some stood out in the hall. The Andersons, the Oslesons, the Beckins, and the Brews came very early to the church and got the two front pews. There was Hans Becken, Ellen Becken, Julia Becken, Casper Becken, Clara Becken, Lorraine Becken, and Ardell Becken, she also played too. There was Wayne Johnson, Janet Johnson, Lori Johnson, Ellen Johnson, Ernest Johnson, Amanda Johnson, and even Paul himself was there too. My memory isn't perfect, so I'll mention just those few. If I tried to name them all, I'd feel real bad if I missed you. We all took turns at kissing the bride, some even kissed the groom. Yeah, we sure went nuts at Janssen's wedding. From the church we went to Hanska, to the Liberal Union Hall. We danced and sang and ate and sipped, we really had a ball. We'll recall the days of past, even though out east you're heading. So one day, but one day we'll never, ever forget is Paul and Carol's wedding. Thank you.